Hi, Gio, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How's everybody? I'm so glad to be here and I'm thankful to be of service today and to have listened to Willie and to listen to I believe it was it Dawn? I was just blessed to be able to listen to all of you. I'm just so grateful to be here today and it's been a blessing to my life, even though like I said, I got on by just doing service work. You know, I'm a truly grateful Al-Anon because I didn't even realize how much I needed Al-Anon until about 34 years ago when I walked into the rooms. It took me a lot of years to get there, and I didn't know that I should stay until some things happened. I first got there because my spouse at the time was an alcoholic. And so I was going to take him to Alcoholics Anonymous and get him sober. And I don't know how many people know that that was a mistake because he wasn't even interested in being sober. In fact, he told me, he said, you know, I think I'm going to stop going to that program that you're having me go to because I've decided that, you know, I'm a drunk. I like drinking, you know, and so I'm not going to go to that program. Those people are alcoholics. They go to meetings. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a drunk. So he stopped. And to me, that was a deal breaker. And it was really hard, but I moved on. I detached with love. I'd been in Al-Anon for a few years by that time, but I just decided to move on. I thought that my kids were the most important thing to me. And I didn't realize how much that was a part of my life. But my children were just everything to me. The devastation that came with my ex-spouse drinking and stuff, and the poverty and all the other things, the tickets and all of that, you know, I said, I'm gonna get my kids out of this. So we broke up and, you know, I was a single parent. Being a single parent, I don't know how many of you have ever had the experience of being a single parent, but that is a big, big job. And I didn't even think twice of it because, you know, I'm a real Al-Anon. We can do it all. We got that little cape on our back and we just fly off and we just solve all the world's problems. So I'm like, I thought nothing of it. You know, I'm going to do this. And so that's exactly what I tried to do. You know, first of all, I kept going to my meetings and I would work. I thought I was working my program and I was doing well and I felt like I was gaining some serenity. But then all of a sudden, the bottom fell out. What was happening to me is I was not working an honest program. When I got to Al-Anon, I thought I was working the step. Step one, being powerless. I thought that I was powerless, but I didn't really understand what powerlessness meant. Being powerless over people, places, and things, I didn't translate that when it came to my kids. My children were everything to me. I just, you know, they were not part of that whole scene of the family disease of alcoholism. I didn't understand that was, you know, that was all together. I just thought my husband's drinking and my children, separate things. And I don't know how many people think like that, but I'm sharing that today because a lot of times the family disease of alcoholism, it didn't click for people like me who, as I believe Don said, I was a slow learner in that area. I just didn't get it. I thought with the kids, they were above that. Well, I was wrong, as I have been many times before and probably will be many times again. So I went ahead and I started doing all the single parent stuff. I was working a lot of hours, going to school, checking on my children, trying to make a stable home. We went to football games, baseball games, basketball games, track, Cub Scouts. I was a dead mother. You name it, I did it. When I found out my son was drinking, he was 12 years old. I put him in rehab. He was one of the only children in rehab at 12 years old. It was so debilitating for me. He was gone for days at a time before I could get him into rehab. And I would have to find friends. I had friends and family members out there scouting the streets looking for him. And when I got him into rehab, he did well for a while, but you know, he constantly would just disappear. I kept going to meetings though, and doing service work and doing everything I can, but I didn't talk about my son's drinking problems in the meetings. Not even with my sponsor did I talk about it. It was one of those situations where, like it's been talked about before, what happens in the house stays in the house. And I didn't realize at the time that that was a part of my life that I couldn't talk about. So what I did was I got another sponsor because I realized I was in denial about my children, because one of my new sponsor told me that my children was my God, and I didn't even want to think about that. And I was trying to be their God. And I will never forget it. There was a man, he was an alcoholic. He said, you know, you are really trying to edge God out. You have so much ego. And I was looking at him and I thought, I don't know, maybe God is telling him to say this to me, but I was really upset. But I had to stay there and listen. I was still in the rooms. I was so enmeshed with the children, but I still wanted to get better. I wanted to get better. I still felt though that I was their mom, and any problem that they had, I was supposed to fix it. I wanted them to be happy, joyous, and free. And I thought I was responsible for doing that, even though I was still going to the meetings. Powerlessness was something that was not a part of that part of my life yet. And as you know, of course, I crashed and burned. My son's behavior just got worse, even though I had him going to therapy, I had him in meetings, I would go to meetings. He just kept getting worse, kept going down a hill. I even changed jobs. I went to his school. I worked in his school. I chauffeured him everywhere. There was nothing that was too good for me to do for my son. Long story short, my son got so sick and tired of me. I remember the teacher said to him one day, oh, your mother's such a great, great woman. She does everything she can to help you succeed. And my son said, so if you like her so much, you can keep her. I was like, what? I know he didn't say that, but that's what he said. And he was not laughing. He was serious. And my heart was hurt, but I thought, oh, no, he doesn't really mean that. So I still didn't get it yet. Time marched on. I kept going to meetings, and slowly but surely, I began to see that I was trying to be my son's higher power. I was trying to be God for him. I was trying to fix everything for him. Well, God does for us sometimes what things that we can't do for ourselves. And as I heard earlier, my son, God allowed my son to get into trouble. He was in a gang and he went to prison. That was the first time he went to prison. I was so devastated. If it had not been for Al-Anon, I don't know if I would have stayed alive. It was just too much for me. He went to prison. He got quite a bit of time because it was a gang-related crime. And there was no real defense for what he did, but he went to prison. I knew I couldn't save him from that, so I stepped back and finally started really, truly working my program. I didn't know that this was going to be the turnaround for my life. That was in 1997. it is significant to me because that was when I really, you know, I thought I was working a program, but that's when I really got down and start to be honest with my God, my understanding, my higher power. And I just started to do things differently. And I started doing more service work, and I just, you know, read my literature, and I did whatever I could do to try to make sure that the focus was on me and not on my children. Well, my son spent many, many years in prison. In fact, he now is doing his second incarceration. It was hard, but you know, I'm still here today because I know that my higher power, whom I choose to call God, brought me to this program for a reason. Today, you know, my other two sons, one of them is sober, one of them is not. And of course, that son is still in prison. But I'm still a grateful Al-Anon. I'm so grateful to be here because I now know what powerlessness is. I didn't cause my son to drink. I can't cure him. And I can't control him. And genuinely, I was really trying to control whatever went on with my children and was not even aware of it. That's the sad thing about this disease. As someone has already said, the alcoholic, they're hugging the bottle and we're hugging them. I could see detaching myself from my ex-spouse. But detaching myself from my children was unthinkable until I started to really work my program. It was not something I could even fathom. But thank God for Al-Anon and for you that are in these rooms. You didn't send me away and tell me I was a deluded, crazy person. You let me keep coming back. You kept encouraging me to work my program as honestly as I could. And today, because of that, I am really, truly a grateful, grateful Al-Anon. So thanks for letting me share. I don't know if I said anything to help anybody, but I am truly grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. Can you all unmute and give